Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. What a beautiful morning it is. Hey, it's been up bright and early this morning and doing the show this morning from the Helen P. Gay train station as I wait on my train this morning to come in terms of Amtrak. Got a little traveling to do today and just really, really excited about all that's going on. And again, we're talking about, you know, being a, how to, you know, deal with influence and being able to get people involved and what you want to do in relationship to your business. And so if you're hearing background noise, it's because I'm sitting out here waiting for a train to show up and, hey, going to cover as much as I can this morning doing what I do and going to cover that and then just just, you know, share with you again from the heart like I did yesterday, you know, things that we went over and talk about again, the ability to be able to influence people and dealing with, especially if you're dealing with a team. I'm going to cover some of those team points this morning, and we'll probably be on the air for about 15 minutes. And should have a full program tomorrow. Okay. How and when team norms develop. All teams have norms that guide behavior towards conformity. You know, which if you're going to build a team in your business, you know, there's got to be some norms, some structure. You know, one of the things a lot of times people ask me, well, what's wrong with my team? You know, they don't do this. They don't do that. Have they bought in? Are they plugged in? Do they buy in? What is your structure? Do you have orientations? Do you have staff meetings? Or do you just get together and just, you know, everybody shoot from the hip, go with the flow, and just do as you feel like doing? That's no way to run a business. There's got to be structure. You know, I've seen programs and analyzing one right now here at my personal locale with, you know, got funded to do this program, and, you know, they're all excited about the money. But the service, in terms of delivery of the service, is very shoddy. And also the problem that they have is they brought people on, staff. There was no orientation, so staff doesn't know what they're supposed to do. They don't know what the norms are. They're just there, and people are ad-libbing. That's the worst way to run a business. You definitely want to have staff development and training. You should do that before you even start to provide service. You know, that's very, very important. Norms of previous groups we have belonged to influence our expectations of others' behaviors in future teams. So, again, what that says, basically, if you don't structure it, people bring baggage. They bring the baggage of, you know, what they've done in the past. And that's the baggage they bring. Early team interactions establish norms. And so, again, this is very, very important. It's about sharing with people and, you know, trying to provide some consultation to them is that, see, you had people come in, you had no structure from the beginning. Now you want to come up with structure. And it's like superimposed. See, what they first went through, what they first did, what they first experienced, that's what they, you know, it's like they saying, well, you know, when we came in, we was doing it like this. Now you want us to do it like this. Make up your mind. See, but if you had structure from the beginning, then you have the way to influence the people that's supposed to be part of the team and working together. And then, you know, and so you want to get that right from the get. Because what people do is that basically their early interactions establish the norms. Norms exist around behaviors that hold some significance to the team. See, people get used to certain things, or, you know, and what is the significance of why you do things a certain way? Very, very important. People need to know the significance. What's the importance of it? Why do we do this? You know, why do we have this procedure? You know, and so it's important. Informal norms developed to support team mission. Once people understand the significance of things, then they'll begin to move in the direction to make things go the way that they should. Norms are more likely to be set during periods of time when there is uncertainty about what to do and how to behave. See, and so you want to make sure that people understand what to do, how to behave, because that's when norms are going to be set, when there's uncertainty. Then, again, you get that ad-lib process and procedure, which is not good, not constructive for the team and your business. And so you don't want to ad-lib. You don't want people, it's not stand-up comedy when you're running a business. Even when you're doing a play, you know what I mean? I had a character, when I, you know, me and my wife, we've done dance and theater. You know, we had one character, he was pretty good at ad-libbing, but I told him, I don't want you ad-libbing all the time. You know, we can mix a little of that in there, but, you know, there's a script. It's sort of the same with running your business, there's a script. And, you know, we want to make sure you deal with that. Informality set norms can offer transcend competing formal guidelines. See, when you have informality, and there's no formal way of doing what needs to be done, no formal structure, then people will approach things in an informal manner and will, you know, not proceed the way things need to proceed. And they will end up transcending what are the formal guidelines. And you got to have guidelines. You know, the establishment of norms is an activity that is generally ignored by team leaders and team members. Anything you read about team performance is likely to advise you to establish expectations, guidelines, but this is often disregarded, especially when a team is assigned an urgent or critical task eager to get to work. Then when a conflict arises, it discovers that the members had different expectations. The expectations are important. What are your expectations? What is it that you're looking to achieve through getting what you need to get done? You know, now how to influence norms? You know, because norms are highly influenced by early interactions, one way to establish the team norm you desire is to be very deliberate when building your team. Being very, very deliberate when building your team. Very, very deliberate when building your team. Freight train is going to really come by here in a minute, so you'll hear some background noise, and I'm going to move to another area of the train station. So hopefully I can not be overdrawn by the train. Hold on. Yes, you know, saying here, we're talking about now how to influence these norms, how to get the norms to be the way you want. First, you have to be deliberate. You know, that's because that early interactions, you know, is important. If you're not deliberate in dealing with the norms you desire, then you're going to have some problems with your team. If there are existing norms, determine what they are, observation, interview, and simply ask teams to identify. And then get the rest of the team to realize and identify the influence on their behavior. So, if, you know, there's already some existing norms. You need to, you know, discuss those so that you can let the people see the influence that they have on their behavior. Guide them toward the norms that you want. If norms need changed or be added, brainstorm a list of behavior guidelines that will make the team more effective. Make sure the entire team is involved in this activity. Consensus must be reached. You got to engage your entire team in activities. Too often, you know, you meet people like to do what they call micromanaging. You know, and they feel they're engaging everybody, but they meet with this person, then they meet with that person, they meet with this person, they meet with that. The whole team needs to meet together, and some consensus needs to come up with. They got to buy in. It's for the betterment of the organization and your team. They got to buy in. If you're going to have a team, people's got to buy in. If they don't buy in, you can forget it. You're going to have a problem. They got to buy in. And another way to, you know, how to influence the norms is the difference between desired norms and current behavior is a gap and must be dealt with as any other change initiative. Once established, write down the new norms and keep them visible. Onboard new members, new team members, with these expectations. In other words, as you bring new people in, it's important that you, whatever the norms are expected, that they've been written down and that they're visible. You know, a chart. How, you know, how do we handle things? What is procedure? You know, me and my wife, we've ran our own youth development program. You know, and we had procedures in terms of one child pickup. We had a child pickup form that everybody filled out, and they list who on that form was authorized to pick up their child. And they also had on there, you know, that we could request an ID to make sure whoever's on that list is who they say they are. Now, some people would say, you know, people ask, why y'all go through all of that? You know, the person say that they aren't. Well, if they aren't even on the list for the child pickup, I'm not releasing that child. That's why we go through that now at our orientation structure. And another reason why that's important, you can have a situation where you have, say, the parents are separated, and one of the parents is not supposed to have access to that child. And person shows up, and we've had this before. Person showed up, said, "You know, the mother told me to come pick him up today. Your name's not on the child pickup form list. Well, you know, you give her a call, you know. So we end up having to call the parent, you know, to verify that, you know, that she put, she sent the person. She said, I'm so sorry, Mr. and Mrs. Jai. You know, I should have called y'all so I could have put their name on the list, told you who they are, you know, let you know that I was authorizing them to pick up the children. And, you know, at the same time, what that showed the parent was she saw how thorough that we were in handling our business. She said, wow, y'all really checked. I said, yeah. I said, we don't have the forms just to be having the form. We do really check. And so, you know, that was just really, really interesting in terms of the parent, you know, just saying, wow, this is really significant. Yes, it is. So you want to make sure that people know so they know what the expectations are. Deal with unwanted behavior, deviation from norms quickly, and make the lessons known publicly. You know, just not talking behind somebody's back, but, you know, just making sure that you, if something doesn't go right, that you deal with it quickly and make sure that everybody know without embarrassing the person that didn't follow the procedure that this is the procedure for handling such and such. We had another situation one time where we had a young person who was a youth worker who physically abused the child. We had to fire. And the parent was, well, they're a teenager. They, you know, they just learning. I said, miss, we went through that in orientation. And unfortunately, they did not follow procedure. I said, the child could get hurt. I said, and at the same time, I said, then as an organization, we become liable because the other parent trusted us with their child to be in a safe place. And now I have someone that has worked for us that took and slapped the child And I said, well, what did you do that for? He said, teach them a lesson. I said, well, did you remember that you're not supposed to put your hands on anybody's child here? And that's not our form of discipline, slapping people? Well, I bet you they won't do what they did again. I said, whether they do or whether they don't, once you slap them, you lost your job. And at the same time, if that parent wants to press charges against you, I have to fill out an incident report to clear me, to clear our organization, because we have right here in our manual that was not proper procedure. If you had been to an orientation, you was given proper procedure, you violated proper procedure, and thus you're liable, not me. And so it's important, you know, when you have unwanted behavior, that you deal with it quickly, to make the lessons known publicly. That let everybody else know that was working there. Wow, she got fired. Man, they serious. You know, a parent came up and was like, well, she made a mistake. Give her a second chance. I said, I can't do that. I said, I can't give her a quote-unquote second chance. I said, this is child care business. She violated the rules. She slapped the child. She actually physically put her hands on the child. That's a no-no. That's unexcusable. I said, she went to orientation. We went through that. We went through proper procedure protocol. That if she was having difficulty with a child and a reason for slapping the child, she was not in any physical danger. She just didn't like the way the child responded to her in terms of something that she said to the child. And thus, hey, we had to deal with that unwanted behavior quickly and made the lesson known publicly so that the rest of the staff would know that we're serious. And so it's the same when you're building a team. If you have procedures, you want to make sure that people follow them. You want to make sure the guidelines are understood and that you really stick to what you say and do not have one rule for one employee and one rule for another one, or one rule for one team member and one rule for another team member. Be firm, be disciplined and diligent in what you do. Because if you don't, it can definitely take your organization under, way under. You don't get second chances a lot of times. Sometimes you just only get a first chance, and that's it, first shot. Make it go, you know. So this is important in terms of, you know, what we call how to influence norms, behavior norms in your organization. What do you want to do to influence those norms? Again, you know, making sure you deal with early interactions of the team. Be very deliberate when building the team. Those early interactions, say first impressions and last impressions. You know, that's why in the network marketing business, when we deal with people when they come in, we go through what we call a game plan from the beginning. Some people, they get so excited in network marketing, they collect the money from the person to join and think they did something. All they did was pay to join. You ain't did not. You and orientate them to what is the business model, what is the business procedure, and what you need to do. This is influence. This is key. You know, this is very, very important. You know, those early expectations, getting it right. You know, getting people to realize and identify, you know, the behavior that you want and that is the desired behavior. And if you're going to make any changes, you need to brainstorm with everybody and have everybody involved in discussion around changes that's going to be made, not just pop up, come in the office a day, you had a revelation, and you throw the whole manual out the window, make changes without consulting with people. And that's another way of destroying a team. People feel as though, well, I thought we were a team. You just change stuff at your own whim. So these are some things that can help you with your business in terms of influence and building your business and just making it go the way you want it to go so that it can grow and go good. And again, we want to thank people for tuning in. Like I said, I'm at the Helen P. Gate train station here in Rocky Mount and be boarding the train shortly. We're just not doing a full 30 minutes this morning. But if you have questions or comments, you can send us a text at 252-406-0774. That's 252-406-0774. Send your question, your comment, and your text. And again, we want to thank the 40,850-plus listeners who have tuned into a show here on Home-Based Business 101 on Blog Talk Radio. We thank you so much for all that you do and for supporting this show. And we're just really, really excited, you know, to be a part of your life. And here comes the train coming through. I'm going to get ready to sign off. You probably hear the bells in the background. And have a blessed and wonderful day as you move forward to prosper in your life and your business. And once again, this has been Baba Shahid here on Home-Based Business 101. Thank you. Have a great day.